There's a song in the White Book. I will pour water on him who is thirsty. I will pour floods upon the dry ground. I should know the number by heart, but I... 82. Number 82. Could we close the meeting tonight with this song? And could we seek the Lord as we sing this song? And I don't know what the Lord will do, but after we sing the song, again, it's dismissal time. And you can go if you'd like to go. But I would encourage you tonight to ask. To ask. You say, well, the Lord knows. Ask. He likes to be asked. What is it that you want? Lord, I want to be filled with your Spirit. And I open my heart for the gift that you're bringing and pouring out. I will pour out my Spirit upon all flesh. Your sons and your daughters. You're not my sons and daughters, but you're young enough to be. Grandsons and daughters, some of you. Oh, thank you, Lord. You're going to pour out your Spirit upon this generation and our generation and whosoever will may come. Oh, everyone that is thirsty in spirit. Oh, everyone that is weary and sad. Come to the fountain, there's fullness in Jesus. Oh, that you're longing for, come and be glad. I will pour water on him who is thirsty. I will pour floods upon the dry ground. Open your heart for the gift I am bringing. While you're seeking me, I will be. Before we sing these last two verses, I'm sorry to interrupt, but I feel I should say this yet also. I can remember when I was the age of some of you, younger people, and I was a young person, and I really did love Jesus, and I did really want to follow him. And when I was going to the Baptist temple with my cousin on that train, we were going because we wanted to hear what Jesus had done for this man, and we loved the Lord. And I had been seeking a lot, because I had heard all the time, all my life, the Lord wants to fill you with the Holy Spirit. The Lord wants to baptize you with the Holy Spirit. And I had seen the gifts of the Holy Spirit and the outpouring, been in many meetings. I remember Brother Hans Walfogel. I remember Brother Gordon Gardner. I remember being in many, many meetings that they were leading and how God would use them and God would pour out his Spirit upon those meetings. And I was just a young fellow, and then I grew to be a young teenager. And I was interested. I was hungry. And I would often seek the Lord and ask the Lord for the baptism and here at camp. I can remember coming to camp and sitting there playing my trumpet, and Brother Gardner was sitting here and been in many wonderful meetings. And I remember how he would come and pray with me and lay hands on me, not just me, but many of us. And Lord, please, please, Lord, could you make it happen? Lord, I need to be filled. And I believe that all the time. And when I say all the time, I mean, I can say all those years. I was seeking. I was wanting. And I believe that I was finding and he was filling, but maybe not the way that I really expected or I was hoping for. And I can remember one meeting in Ridgewood where there was an altar call given, and I didn't even go to the altar because I precluded myself from what the call and the invitation was about. It was if anybody felt the call of God on their life to full-time ministry. And that's not me. I'm not that guy, and others maybe. I'm going to be, and I had my plans and my ambitions and desires. And then Brother Gordon said, all of a sudden, he said, Ernie, you should be here. When Brother Gordon said that, in that tone of voice, you were where he said you should be. And I should be here. Well, what am I coming for? What am I coming to that altar for? I'm coming because, maybe I didn't know it, but Brother Gordon thought that I should be in full-time ministry and there may be a call of God on my life. And so, Ernie, you should be here. So I can remember several others that were kneeling there. There weren't a whole lot of the young people that came forward because there weren't a whole lot of, that felt that call of God. But I went up to the front and I knelt there at that front altar. And I wasn't there for anything but, Lord, here's my life. Take my life and let it be consecrated, Lord, to thee. What you want, I'll accept. Or if you want, whatever. And I didn't have the last thought in my mind was baptism, Holy Spirit, filling with the... That wasn't what the meeting was about. And that's not what I came to the altar for. But as I was praying, all of a sudden, like heaven opened. And I was talking a language that I'd never spoken in my life. And I didn't know what was going on, but I knew it was good. And I knew that I shouldn't be afraid of it because it was God. And so I just lent myself to it. And I just experienced for the first time in my life, thank God not the last, but for the first time in my life, to be being filled, baptized in the Holy Ghost. Well, I maybe didn't put it together at the time, but that may have been the beginning of the equipment that I needed for service. But I need just as much of the baptism of the Holy Spirit tonight as I needed then in that first year or that first encounter. I may be more so tonight than in that first encounter. What I'm trying to say is I wasn't seeking for this gift or this to happen or that to happen. I just wanted Jesus. I just wanted to know Jesus. I just wanted Jesus to get his will done in my life. I just wanted to live and to please him. And he knew that I couldn't do that by myself. And so he came to me and filled me with the Holy Spirit, not so that I can do this or do that or feel this or feel that, but so that I could please him better. So that I had the wherewithal and more of the power of God to live right, to walk right, to talk right. I have done poorly. God has helped me much, but I have done poorly, and I want to do better. And so I'm thankful that I can tonight join with any others that might want to. And here I am given a second invitation because I interrupted my first one. But, oh, Lord, fill us with the Holy Spirit. And don't seek for this or that. And, oh, I didn't get it. The Holy Spirit is not it. And don't in front of me call him it. It'd be like calling my father it. My father is not an it. The Holy Spirit is a person. The Holy Spirit has emotions and can be grieved. The Holy Spirit can be resisted, just like a person can be resisted. The Holy Spirit can be welcomed, which is what we're going to do tonight, into our hearts and into our lives. Oh, Lord Jesus, fill us with the Holy Ghost. Let's sing that chorus and then second and third stanzas. I will pour water on child. sing that chorus one more time. If you'd like to stay in your seats, if you'd like to get out of here, go. Do whatever you have to. But if you're going to stay in this room, seek Jesus. Open your heart to Him and ask Him. I will pour water on Him. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus, Jesus floods upon the dry ground. Oh, open your heart for the gift I am bringing. While you're seeking me, I will be found. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Jesus, fill us with your Spirit, Lord. Hallelujah. Fill us, O Lord, we pray. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord, we need Thee. Fill us, O Lord.
Jesus. Oh, Jesus. power there.
gives victory over sin. Purity within. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, we take the power of the head. Oh, Lord. Dear Lord, the power of the power in Christ Jesus. Lord, not by might, not by power, but by your Spirit. Hallelujah. You are able, Lord. You are able, Lord. You are able, Lord. Hallelujah. You are able, my God. You are able, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Baptize in the Holy Ghost, Lord. Hallelujah. Baptize in the Holy Ghost, Lord. Dear Lord, while we're seeking you, you will be found of us, Lord. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus. Hallelujah. upon our sons and our daughters. Pour on your spirit upon your handmaidens and your servants, O God. Hallelujah, Lord, we thank you, Jesus. Thank you, we receive, O Lord. Hallelujah, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Hallelujah. 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 Karababa yo, jobo bayarababa do. Yorobo bayarababa, jobo bayarababa yo.
Round wherever man is found.
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Fill, Lord, with your Spirit, we pray. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, it is Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Lord, you've come. Lord, we receive. We take all that you offer, all that you have, all that you are. Oh, Jesus, be to us all that we need by the power of your indwelling. Lord, you're in us, not with us, not near us, in us. Oh, live out your life within us. Let the river flow in, Lord, and let the river flow out. Oh, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus, your Spirit, Lord. Your fullness, Lord. Your fullness, Lord. Lord, your fullness, come in. In thy fullness, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Jesus.